The Army soon will field equipment that gives its commanders access to the networks they need to plan missions while they're airborne and en route to battle. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, it's part of a broader Army push for a seamless mission command process, regardless of where the commander happens to be.
The new airborne capability is part of the Army's Warfighter Information Network Tactical, or WIN-T, a larger program the Army is using to extend its networks into austere environments. It's expected to enter full-rate production by this summer. But Major General Dan Hughes, the Army's Program Executive Officer for Command, Control, and Communications Tactical, says it's just one element of a strategy to make sure that leaders are seeing up-to-date information at all times, whether they're at their home stations, on the battlefield, or on the way there.
In a world that changes so fast, to have a unit get on an aircraft, leave wherever, Fort Bragg, Fort Drum, somewhere, be in the air for 15 or 16 hours, and arrive on the ground with the same information they left with, puts that commander behind the power curve. As of next month, we will have a capability built by our WIN-T team at Abering Proving Ground that will allow us to operate from the time that unit leaves, stay in contact, and have the latest information available to the commander en route and as they hit the ground.
And once troops get to their destinations, the Army wants its units, even the smallest ones, to have access to classified networks immediately, rather than having to wait for bulky satellite transceivers to arrive and be set up. So, under a new program called Transportable Tactical Command Communications, or T2C2, the Army wants to deploy large numbers of satellite terminals that are about the size of a briefcase and get soldiers onto the WIN-T network within about 10 minutes.
We're working on getting the contract constructs out so that we will have the ability to have these 12 or 13 pound briefcases that you'll be able to take on the aircraft, get on the ground, and have SIPRNet capability within 10 minutes after you land. You got to have that ability, again, home station, en route, on the ground. Commander has that capability to talk back, get information, and establish that network. Obviously, as we build lodgment in, we'll build the tactical network as we flow forces into whatever theater that is. But I will tell you, a great example of this is when the 101st went in for the Ebola support. It was, let's get something on the ground as fast as possible, give them the capability to reach back, and have connectivity as soon as they hit the ground, and that capability was proven there. We're just going to make it better and better and better as we go along.
Small, light, compact, and simple are some of the main themes behind the upgrades the Army is making to its tactical networks. So, Hughes says, once soldiers are on the ground in a contingency operation, it wants its network operators to be highly mobile and not tied to large, fixed technical operation centers, which take a lot of time to stand up.
Right now, we have a big construct. Have you ever been out to the NIE? And you see that brigade talk. Brigade talk at the NIE is the size of what a corps used to look like. It's that size. We need to get smaller. We need to get quicker. We need to have capabilities that fit into a profile that you can put on an aircraft and get into the fight as fast as possible. You know, everything changes. It's one thing I can tell you after 32 years in the Army. Everything sort of cycles through. We started off with big, movable things. We went to very small things. We went back to bigger FOBs. And now we're going to expeditionary capabilities that we can bring into the fight in a fashion that allows the commander to operate the way the commander needs to operate. They won't be cookie cutter. The 10th Mountain Division doesn't need the same thing the 1st Cav Division needs. You know, I Corps is different than 3 Corps. So we're going to take a look at what we need in each one of those areas that are regionally aligned to allow the commander to operate and operate as they enter the theater.
To achieve that, the Army says it needs to continue to move away from its history of one-off technology solutions that, while they served their missions, did not have integration with other systems in mind when they were first built. So it's building its tactical networks within a framework called the Command Post Computing Environment, which sets integration guidelines for new pieces of equipment and software and dictates that new technology additions must be able to plug into a common set of services and exchange data with others.
Which in the future will allow us to have one map engine, one email, one chat, one messaging capability, graphics that look all the same desktop, and by the way, unified data that underpins all of this. So that when you train it, You train that soldier one time, and the soldier knows how to operate the system. I don't need to teach maps three or four times. We allow the soldiers to get away from, I've got to go do the knobology, and I have them thinking about the war fight. Turn on the system, have it operate, and then focus on the fight versus getting the system to work. That's what we're tasked to do. That's what mission command is all about. Want the commander to think about the command, not think about getting the systems to work and working on bandwidth.
The Army has already been working on the concept of computing environments for its garrison networks for several years, and Hughes says he wants to extend the concept into many other areas of the service's tactical networks, not just command posts. For instance, his office is working on a computing environment for mobile applications based on the Android operating system. As envisioned, the computing environment itself would handle cybersecurity functions all on its own, freeing the Army from the responsibility of validating that every app it uses is cyber secure in and of itself.
The environment we really, no kidding, want is an environment where we can go out to an app developer, to industry, and say, we need X. Can you produce it quickly? Can I put it in the system? Can I move on? We need to build a construct in the military, and I'm working with General Farrell to do this, so we can get all the security stuff built in. Because, you know, you don't want to take 6 months for security if you build an app today. I can see a day where we have an IDIQ that says, I need app developers, here's where it's at, throw the app, a requirement for an app out, have industry write the app, guys compete and bid on it, it comes to us, we get it through the whole process very quickly, and it's in a library so the field can use it whenever they want. The app can maybe able to be used one time and thrown away, but you know what, it may be the one thing the commander used needed for that fight.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.